Good morning. 9:08 on October 28th, Saturday morning. It's a gorgeous day. I'm out a little bit later today. I ran into some problems this morning because I neglected to take my pills last night, so I had to take them when I got up, when the pain drove me out of bed, and I went and looked to see, and sure enough, my pill minder from last night was still full. So I took them this morning, and then I had to take a nap. So it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I've already had one nap today. I may have another one before the day's out. I don't know. So apparently this position for the microphone, which is clipped right beside my mouth on the fleece hood that I wear in the wintertime, is a good placement. I noticed when I pulled the file off yesterday, it seemed to have higher levels. So that's probably why. Let's see if I can put this in my pocket so I can put my gloves back on without stopping it. Of course, now I can't tell because it's in my pocket, but I'll assume it is still going. So, yeah, yesterday was get her done day. I got voting taken care of. I got car inspected. Ooh, 17:38. I'm cooking this morning. So I got the car inspected. I need to get it re-registered. And I can do that online after the inspection company has had a chance to reconcile their databases with the state. So with any luck, I can do that today. And I'll be legal. I have there's a 30-day grace period. So as long as I'm registered, the plates come anytime, or the stickers come in November, I'm fine. So, yeah, better late than never. So we got chainsaws, dogs barking. Woohoo! All the comforts of home. So the other thing I did yesterday was work on getting the chapter marks. Yes, discovered how to do that. And I've had it confirmed. I sent off a file to Rob yesterday, and apparently he approves of this new file, so life is good. And what I've got to do is go back and refit all of the ebooks that I've published so far, which luckily is not too many. So Ravenwood is getting a little facelift while it's getting its regen. I need to look at the paperback version of it again. The hard copy proof is on its way. Oh boy, big dogs. The hard copy proof is on its way. I can take a look to see how the cover fits. Then I'll have to regen it for any internal changes that I want to make on it between now and then. So today I have to write an article for mwriting.org. I have to finish cleaning up Cypheria's Call, the process, and what I'm doing is creating a kind of checklist for, okay, this is what we have to do first, this is what we have to do second, this is what we have to do next, to make sure that I don't miss any steps, and make sure I don't forget how they work.
Sorry.
It's okay. Obstreperous Brack Lab. I'm very excited to see people out this morning. So we got that to deal with today. The title is Going It Alone, and I had originally intended to write about pulling back from riding, and I think I will, but given the conversations that have been happening on Google Plus about how indies are killing publishing and self-pub is a new query letter, and what's the other one? Oh, trying to attract the attention of a publisher. Yeah, that was a troublesome one. Because I think the problem with that is that I don't think people really quite understand the level of sales necessary to actually attract a publisher. And if you've got that level of sales on your own, giving them up for the sake of having a publisher publish your books seems somewhat misguided, somewhat counterproductive. So I find it very curious. Some people are saying, well, I do YA, and YA still is paper. Paper is still in bookstores. And I think there's a lot of misconception there. I think there's a lot of, yes, on paper, okay, fine. POD is not bookstore. And I think the amount of sales that are happening in bookstores is really small these days, particularly where more and more people are going ebook. I can get through here. There's three cars, one in each direction, and they're all trying to go where I'm walking. Shh. So it's an interesting question. Does YA, for example, predispose itself to paper? And not from where I'm sitting, but I'm also very aware that I'm not the average consumer. My children are not the average readers. They read a lot, and they read ebooks. And sometimes they read YA, and actually I think they've both read all of James Patterson's YAs. But getting them a gift card so that they can buy the books they want to get using their own Kindles and their own Kindle accounts is really a very economical way to put reading in the hands of kids in ways that empower kids to read not just anything, but to read what they want to read. And yes, I'm sure they're reading things that would probably make me squirm. But the other side of that coin is that, I remember being 13, I remember being 12, I remember being 11, and wanting to read things that I could not read. And it wasn't because I didn't know these things were going on. I didn't know what the content was about. It was simply that the laws said no one could sell it to me. This is an interesting challenge. How do you control that? The answer is, I'm not sure you can, and I'm not sure controlling it is really advisable. And the U.S. has this whole prurient interest in everything that individuals do. My elder daughter is going to be 18 in the spring. Younger daughter is going to be 14 in the spring. They both seem to be fairly well adjusted, fairly normal young women, fairly normal people. They've grown up in ways that I think would horrify my parents. But then a lot of today would have horrified my parents, I think. So I'm not sure what that says, really, either about my parents or about the state of affairs. Okay, it's warm enough I can take my gloves off. That's a good sign. Of course, I'm bundled up. I've got on a fleece hood and my ball cap and the jacket's the parka's hood. So I've got a good cap on the top that's keeping heat from getting out. It's still really quite chilly. It can't be more than 35 out. Lots of dogs. At least it's no fresh snow today. Of course, the downside of that is that there are little patches where the snow has melted and water has run across the sidewalk and frozen. So you're walking along on dry sidewalk and while you come to these patches of ice that are really quite slick. So you have to be a little bit careful. I've had to be a little bit careful this morning walking along. Pull back one of the hoods. So I guess Hurricane Sandy's moving up the East Coast. I haven't seen the current updates. I hope everybody back there is battening down, buttoning up, getting ready for a bit of a blow. There's an interesting article came across Facebook yesterday that really kind of was like, seriously? You've got to be kidding me. It was an article about Bill Gates' talk, Innovating to Zero. And in it, he's talking about what has to happen in order for carbon to be the carbon increase to be reduced to zero so that the net carbon gain is halted in an effort to control climate change. And the article was actually one that was ripped entirely from a different website, but it had to do with one statement that Gates made about the population factor and that the population between now and 2050 was scheduled to go up by nearly 2 billion. And his statement was first population, and it was something about healthcare, vaccines, it was two or three things about population that were quality of life issues, and that perhaps through the use of these techniques and tools and ideas that growth could be, that population could be reduced by 15 to 20%. And what he was talking about was not the whole population, but in fact, just the growth, the incremental growth in population, which was made clear by the slide, and which was totally ignored by the person who wanted to make the case that Bill Gates was going to use vaccines to cull the population of planet Earth by 15 to 20%. There's a very long screed about, you know, they've known for years that, you know, these vaccines were just ways to control population, that it was just the latest face of eugenics, that of course it would be used for ill, and that there was no rational reason. And of course the article was really thinly veiled support, because in the final paragraph the author talks about, and as I've documented in my book, and he gives the title of the book, and then proceeds to talk about things that have nothing to do with vaccines, and have everything to do with what's in his book. And so it's a classic internet trope. It's a classic internet troll with link bait and switch. So the topic really wasn't about Bill Gates and his vaccines, although they did push all of the hot buttons and all of the fear buttons. And what troubled me most about it was that the person who linked it into Facebook, obviously somebody I'm friends with, because otherwise I wouldn't see it, asked, is this true? Did he say that he was going to reduce population by the use of vaccines? The answer is yes and no. And the silly part was that in the space of 5 minutes, I was able to find the actual TED talk in which he said it and see the context in which it was said and come to an understanding about what it was he actually said that had been completely ignored by the person who wanted to use that one statement out of context to say something really very different from what the original statement was. So I found that very interesting. And then I gave back a breakdown of, this is what he said, this is what the article interpreted it as, this is how I would interpret it instead, and as a result, I'm seeing this really as much less about blowing the whistle on the horrible man who is Bill Gates, as much as it is gaining attention for his book that has to do with genetically modified foods. And she was like, oh, well, I knew it was a lot of people, but I didn't realize it was that many. And so it's kind of like, what happened to reasoned thought? What's happened to logic? What's happened to people's ability to read statements and draw inferences? Is it really that bad? Is it really? I mean, I understand that it's Facebook. I think Facebook is a really good exemplar of kind of a cross-cultural, cross-population sample. But I see this stuff all the time. This kind of thing where somebody throws out an inflammatory remark that on its face is factual, but in its interpretation is completely skewed, is almost wrong. No, it is wrong. There's no almost about it. And I think, is this why we keep electing people the way we do? Although I really do think that politics has become the Groucho Club, where I wouldn't want to be a member. I wouldn't want to join a club that would have me as a member. It's sort of like, why in the world would I want to become a politician? And yet the other side of it is, well, Jesus, somebody's got to do it. And the bozos that we've got running now are completely, and I don't care which side of the aisle you're pointing at. I mean, I don't remember an election in the last 30 years where it wasn't a vote for the lesser of two evils. I mean, Obama was the last real positive election last time. And unfortunately, as much as, you know, he's probably the better choice, I can't really say that I'm as enthusiastic as I have been, which is probably more politics than I should get into now. So I'll stop. And also, I'll stop because I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. And I'll not talk politics tomorrow.